Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
I wish I had some seriously creepy music to play right now, but I think, you know, just for copyright purposes, I have to stay away from that. But please know that if I could, it'd be some really, really creepy organ music setting us up for Halloween, you know, and just knowing that that is coming. And why does Halloween have to fall on like a Thursday? Like, I mean, it's like when it falls on a Monday. Like, I mean, it should always be, I don't know, the last Saturday in October or something where everybody can go ahead and have fun and it can just be a good old holiday. And no. Instead, for us, a Thursday, whatever. You know, clearly there are bigger problems in the world to be fighting, but still, there is an election coming up. But besides the point, I'm not going to make it political. You know, I have been thinking a lot about this because we have been talking about this a little bit behind the scenes. It's like as people are starting, you know, in voiceover. And when I started, you know, what were the key tools that really, really helped me and helped my growth and helped my process and helped me understand like what I was doing was good and right. And it really comes back to all the work that somebody wants to put in, right? Because like you can go ahead and you can buy all the books about how to get started in voiceover, and you can read the books about how to get started in voiceover, or you can take the program with voice coaches and understand all the things that you're supposed to be doing. But if you don't actually do anything, I mean, what happens? Nothing, right? I mean, it's not even running in place. It's just, you're just standing there. You're not even having any movement. So I think the thing that you really are going to have to make sure that you're doing is kind of like setting up a plan for yourself in a way, but it comes down to the practicing, right? The taking what you're learning and utilizing that education to really make sure that you are building some skill. And what I've noticed that can be, I think, you know, and I realized that this was also a challenge for myself, but I had people to bounce off of. It's like, how do I know I'm doing the right thing? And this is where it's really helpful to be able to go ahead. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. We've talked about this before. It's like, pull out a smartphone. You know, if you don't have it freely on your phone, go ahead. You can get a free like voice recording app and make sure that you are recording yourself and that you're listening back and that you record yourself more and listen back more. You know, it's the doing and the listening that is like such an essential piece to this voiceover puzzle that if you don't do it, I mean, I would love to say that you can just go ahead and you can just go and get gigs. But I mean, it's just, you're never going to be growing in any positive way. You know, there are things like I was suggesting last episode in how to go ahead and start to, you know, build the confidence. It might be a matter of working with others that are in this field or in similar sort of platforms that, you know, maybe it's just bouncing off of each other. And, you know, in a group setting, it can be like, hey, tell me what I'm doing well. You know, tell me what I should be working on. Those critiques are so, so good because you're getting that other set of ears that is hopefully educated at least in similar ways to you, that, you know, it's a different perspective on things as well, where you can take those bits of feedback and start implementing them and seeing what's really working for you to get you to that next level. And, you know, again, last episode was all about building confidence and stuff. And that group setting most certainly can help with that, especially if you're kind of all working together and, you know, providing, you know, something for each other. You know, Simone and I were talking about this too. It's like, well, you got that group setting. Why don't you go ahead and maybe either have some group goals or you set up individual goals, but now you've got an accountability partner. Right. And again, like if you do all the reading and you take a program or whatever, cool, you've got the education. But if you're not having that action to go along with it, you are standing in place. This allows you to start taking those steps forward. You know, maybe it's setting a goal of like, you know, I want to go ahead and I want to make sure I audition for 10 things this week. Or I want to go ahead and I want to send 10 emails to try to, you know, do some social networking of some sort, you know, and you're telling somebody else. So it's like, if you don't do that, you're not just letting yourself down, you know, you're letting somebody else down. And that just, I mean, that feels like trash, let me tell you. But, you know, in situations like that, it's good because you do end up having this like support system and you get to work off each other. You get to bounce ideas off of each other. And that is just like a beautiful thing where you're able to, you know, take those good steps forward and have that growth. And listen, everybody grows at different paces, even when you are working together. So don't be surprised if somebody that you're working with all of a sudden kind of just grows into an amazing voice talent and just almost out of nowhere. It's all in the work that they're putting in, and it might be a little bit different than you outside of those meetings together. And some brains just click a little bit, you know, quicker, or maybe it's just the ear that somebody has on something is just a little bit grasping of things a little bit easier. You know, I definitely am the example where it's like in my class of students in school, it's like, you know, I was the first one that was doing any of this stuff professionally. And for a while, you know, some were in the same building as me, but they were like, you know, doing different events and stuff where they were setting things up for equipment, but not actually doing the on-air work or the commercial work like I had been doing. But I remember, like, you know, having those teams in class and, like, you know, bouncing ideas off of each other and having that rapport. And like, that's an instant connection and a bond because you have that similar interest and that similar love, you know, that passion that is what you're feeling for voiceover or, you know, a specific type of narration or whatever. So I would definitely suggest it's like finding people with that like mindset. And getting ready to help somebody, you know, become that accountability partner for each other and start setting those goals and knocking them down and practice and practice and practice. Because as we get ready for, I know you don't want to hear it, but a brand new year, you know, it's time to go ahead and start thinking, what can I accomplish and what can I do and what can I become? You know, a lot of, you know, New Year's start with new goals. And I don't want you, you know, ending the year kind of stagnant and not, you know, accomplishing things that you were hoping to in 2024. So you still got a couple months to go ahead and knock some things down and let's make that happen. Let's start right here today. So again, you know, it's all about that accountability. It's all about the practice. It's all about the listening back, and it's all about how can I get better and keep taking those steps forward. But if you got anything that we can talk about here on the pod, make sure you hit us up here at Voice Coaches Radio, Marissa@voicecoaches.com. And you can learn more about Voice Coaches or our, you know, workshops coming up to learn more about voiceover itself. Voicecoaches.com is just a click away, and we'll get to a brand new episode and head on into November coming up next week. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.